section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Can you talk into it again? I want to hear my
voice. Hey, 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 hey. We're on the air.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, ready?
Coming to you live from Cockburn, Australia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's Fishing Adventure, IBWIP News Bulletin, Jason for the Movies, Would You Rather, and How to Eliminate the Rainforests Once and for All, with your co-hosts, musician extraordinaire Brett Conlon, and me, Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another gripping episode of A Burns on IP. I'm your host, Blake Clayton.
Mwah!
And I'm getting a call from the creditor as we speak. I don't have your money. All right, welcome again. Like I said, welcome to a live episode of IBWIP. I got alongside me musician extraordinaire.
There is nothing short of extraordinary about music. Well, I don't know if I'd say the same for myself, but Jason likes to give me lots of compliments.
Oh, well.
I have an adjective book, and I got to the E's.
Well, we're live tonight. We had some technical difficulties.
Yes.
Jason was late.
Yes.
So if you're listening to us on our Mixler page on IBWIP, go over there, click the chat room button, and join the chat room.
And really let me have it for being late.
Yeah.
Really make me feel it.
Right in the loins.
Mm.
Well, you spoke about this said fishing trip that I had. I was really excited about this fishing trip.
You were off for a week, so you took advantage of it.
I was off for a week and went camping with the kids and the family for the first couple days. Came home on Sunday, restocked the food, put new clothes in the bag, and took off on Monday.
Headed out again.
Headed out again with my brother, the person I hate most in the world.
Bro down, ho down.
It was a bro down, ho down. We went to Lake Shelbyville. We fished for 5 days.
Straight.
We
probably caught a lot of fish then.
No. I didn't catch a fish. Do you know how many casts that is?
Should
no
maybe reevaluate your fishing skills.
Yeah, something.
Because 5 days is a long time. If you were on the frontier, you would be starving.
I had a couple nibbles, and I did not get them in the boat. So they don't count if I don't get them in the boat.
Well, how'd your brother do then?
He had like 6 total. It was rough for him too.
That sounds pretty bad.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Sounds as bad as like golf.
Did you try just putting a big net in the lake?
That probably would have worked a lot better. Well, we were fishing for bass and bass only.
I didn't know you were
bass and crappie.
One of those exclusive.
So, fishermen. Did you catch other fish and not bass, or
I didn't catch any fish?
Huh? How do you only fish for bass?
Kill all the other fish in the lake besides bass.
You just drive the boat around until the fish finder says bass. Bass.
Is that how they work?
Bass.
You could tell me, and I have no idea if that's how it works. I believe you.
No.
They make special bass bait.
There's special bass equipment that you use.
Chap that bass?
Chap that bass, and you you only fish in certain areas, certain levels of water. I like to just fish. I don't like to make a big deal out of it or, like, do what I have to certain places.
Yeah, Huck Finn didn't have all this highfalutin hootenanny. He just went out there with a bamboo rod.
He also had a hired hand.
Well, my brother had like seven rods, and so he would cast one 4 or 5 times, and then put it to the side, then cast the other one because they all had different lures and stuff on them.
And like it's attached to the boat, and they're all out there at once.
No, he reels them in, and then
why does he keep going then?
Because there's different kinds, and the bass might want different lures.
You got to figure out what kind of mood they're in that day.
Just really feeling out the bass.
Yeah, he was feeling out the bass, and he was in the front of the boat, and so he had the trolling motor, so he could maneuver. You know, because we were going in like in the where there's lots of logs and stuff. You know, that's where bass hang out, and so he was maneuvering and all this stuff. Well, I'm in the back of the boat, so I'm getting hung up everywhere because you know he goes and turns and does something he wants to do, so it's open again, and I'm fucking you know. So I lost the first 2 days. I lost like 8 lures.
Ew.
They weren't mine though. And then he said, "No more lures."
You hate him so
he
much.
Cut you off.
My brother or the fish?
Your brother.
Yeah.
You said. Did you guys bond? Did you leave best friends?
we'll never be best friends. We tolerate each other. There wasn't any fights, except at the end. So I go camping for 3 days with Molly, no problems. Go camping for 5 days, no problems. Come home, it's a 2-hour drive, no problems with the trailer, no, you know, nothing. Nobody got hurt. And then we get home, we get the boat in the garage, and we back the trailer up into the driveway, undo it, and we have to move the front of the trailer over a little bit, like about 3 feet. So instead of picking up the front, which we probably could have done and then moved it, we were pulling on it, and it broke the swag jack.
Oh, yeah, swag jack.
Yeah, the swag jack, and it landed on my foot, hence this picture right here.
Ooh, it looks boy. Like the front part of your toe is just going to snap off like you got frostbite.
Let me just say that there are some pretty long hairs on your toes, too.
I saw that picture online the other day, and your toe definitely has a comb-over going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I got
or something.
Wispy.
Molly was calling me a hobbit. She was calling me Bilbo. But that is a fractured toe, and that is a hole that was burned into the nail. And we'll put this picture in the show notes. This is a contusion, large contusion here.
Ugh.
And there's contusions around it, and there's some hair.
There is some hobbit likeness.
So I broke my big toe. So I'm pulling on it. He's pushing on it. It snaps and falls when my foot's underneath it, and it slams down on it.
Goo.
And I scream, and I say a lot of cuss words. And what does he say? He says, "Quit fucking yelling, telling the whole world." And I'm like, you know. So finally I get myself together and I stand up and I'm hobbling around. And I'm like, shit, fuck, blah, blah, blah. And so then I go into my grandma's house, right? And she's like, oh, God, you know, put your foot up. So I sit down, put my foot up. And my brother leaves. He just leaves.
Didn't even come in after that?
No, he doesn't say, hey, do you need a ride to the hospital? Or, hey, are you going to be able to drive home? He just leaves.
He probably thought you were in the tender, loving care of your grandmother.
Who's 85 and can't see and or drive herself.
You can't anywhere. Be in the woods or camping with another man without forming a bond. And it sounds to me like that bond was just shattered at the end.
It shattered bones. It shattered bones. So, I was out in the wilderness, out in the prairies for 7 days total with no injuries, not even a bee sting. I didn't fall into the lake. I didn't, you know, pinch a finger on the dock or putting the boat in the thing.
Speaking of pinching, where do you pinch a loaf while you're out there?
We were staying at a state park, so they had bathrooms that were fairly decent. There is a picture on my Instagram, though, of the tube that holds, like, they have a real long bar that holds a bunch of toilet paper, and at the end of it has a lock on it. I guess stealing.
TP, major theft problem out there.
I guess so. Yeah. So
it's probably 2-ply, though, right? It's a good stuff. It's a good stuff.
No, it was like 1-ply sandpaper, and like you would, and the bar was too big, so it wouldn't unroll. You had to like
turn the whole
thing of toilet paper just to get a couple things.
The lock cost $30, and the toilet paper cost like 20 cents a roll.
Yeah, so I have.
So you were really roughing it.
I was roughing it, and I didn't take a shower for like 5 days. So when I was at the hospital, because they burned a hole in the nail. To relieve the pressure, and so all the blood was squirting out. But I was like, hey, before I take my shoe off, please understand that I have not bathed in 5 days. So, you know, brace yourself, and I apologize. And the doctor was like, you know, I took my shoe off and everything. He's like, oh, you don't smell near as bad as a lot of people that come in here. And I was like, whoa.
Where is this hospital?
In Morton.
What is happening in Morton?
People are coming in with some nasty stuff, I guess. Ugh. So that's my story, my fishing adventure. I caught no fish and broke my toe. But I didn't. Me and my brother didn't punch each other. So.
I guess that's good.
Well, that's a record. 5 days together without that.
Has he checked up on you since?
Did he say,
how's your toe?
Yeah, so that night, so as soon as this happened, I didn't go to the emergency room right off the bat. I went and got a new part, went to my buddy's house.
A new swag jack.
A new swag jack. Went to my buddy's house and got his jack.
Swag jacker.
His car jack.
Okay.
His swag jacker.
Is a swag jack just a really cool jack?
It's a jack.
full of swag?
It's a jack that you clamp it and it turns up so it's not.
Badass.
That is pretty swag.
But about 3 or 4 hours later, I was at the hospital or the prompt care, and he texted me. He goes, "Hey, don't forget to send me that video that you took of on the boat." I took like a 25-second I took a 25-second video of him of us on the boat because he was going like 45 miles an hour. And I took a 25-second HD video of it, and he was more worried about that. And I go, "Well, when I go home after being here at the prompt care with my broken toe, I'll make sure and do it."
Yeah, first thing on my mind.
You know, I would have told you, you could just do it now. You're just sitting in a hospital bed.
I tried to email it to him. It wouldn't work because it's HD. He doesn't understand you can't get an HD video in 25-second HD video in an email.
I don't understand. I don't know what HD is.
High definition.
Harley Davidson.
Like this show is on high definition. Harley Davidson. So that's all I got. That was the excitement. That was the fun, exciting thing.
If nothing else, you have this story. Carry it with you always.
And I have a little...
You have something to hold against him for the rest of your life.
I've got so many things to hold against him now. But I'm not dead, and that's all that matters. And the trailer's fixed. So we can go at any time if you guys want to go after this.
Let's get our swag jack on.
Yeah, I'll go, but we'll let you handle all the swag jacking. Sounds very dangerous to me. And maybe we can catch a bass. Between the three of us, we could put our heads together and...
Figure out how to...
I think they like hot dogs and peanut butter.
Three men versus one fish. I hope we can do it.
Never catch a bass with peanut butter. It'll never happen. I don't care.
Well, I don't care. I'm not going to trust your opinion too much because you caught zero.
I don't care.
Did you try to use peanut butter?
No. I don't care how black you are. You're not going to catch a bass with peanut butter. All right. Well, let's do some news. This the IBWIP news bulletin. Brett. You did such a good job last time of the news. We're going to give it to you again.
Yeah.
And now, IBWIP News Bulletin.
So this is woman tries to hide stolen vibrator in child's stroller.
Ooh. Mm. Right up my alley.
And the opening line, this toy ain't for tots.
Oh.
They nailed it right there. I don't even...
Do you think they make a tot vibrator?
Like a tater tot sized one or one for a tot?
She stole one that was not for tots. But perhaps they're alluding that there are vibrators for tots.
There may be.
Well, I'll look at it.
Do you think that's unethical to...
I don't think it is.
If I were to give my son a child-sized vibrator for his birthday, do you think my family would...
Well, he'd probably need like a child-sized fleshlight
is
what he would need. Yeah. A fleshlight for...
Yeah.
Okay.
Misty Ann Lee, 38, was busted after allegedly trying to steal a vibrator from a Spencer's gift shop in Spartanburg, South Carolina, by hiding the sex toy behind her child in a stroller. Lee went into Spencer's Friday afternoon, stroller in tow, and picked up a vibrator from the Love Unit.
Now,
that must be like a special section of the store where
right.
you have to get...
Is Spencer's really where you want to go to get a high-quality vibrator? I would think that you wouldn't want to go there. You'd want to go to a sex store.
I didn't know they had vibrators.
Oh, yeah. They got all kinds of stuff.
I know they got sugar pills that make your boobs huge and stuff, but I didn't know they had vibrators.
Yeah, they got vibrators. They got anal beads there.
Do they? Oh, jeez.
Like a starter kit?
Yeah.
If you want, I mean, because obviously you don't want to go right into the... Well, I don't know how they measure anal beads. I mean,
I'll tell you if they're earrings,
you don't want to go like, these are the 10 gauge. You want to start off with like
anal. I have an anal bead gauge in my truck. I'll show you after the show.
It's like the people that gauge out their ears, like, oh, dude.
That's right.
This is cool time, 40.
Yeah.
And then a chihuahua can jump through
it. And then it's the same result. You not only, just like the guys with gauges, they end up with huge just holes in their ears.
Dangling
you end up with
flesh.
A gaping asshole at the end of your life. And you're like, well, I'm just shitting pancakes every day because I got into anal beads when I was young.
So she didn't put it in her purse. She didn't put it like underneath like in a blanket, or like you could have even put it in a diaper bag. If your kid's in a stroller, you could have put it in a diaper bag. She goes, no, I'm going to put this vibrator right behind my child.
I can think of a very good place that she could put it to hide it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
her first vibrator, and she didn't want to have her first experience
in the store.
I don't know. With a name like Misty Lee, I'm sure she's in double digits by now.
Well, the store manager told police that she watched Lee slide the vibrator behind a young child in the stroller.
Slide
it doesn't
like
sound very
verb.
Innocent.
That's a wrong verb to use when talking about vibrators and children.
When the manager confronted Lee, Lee allegedly claimed she had no idea what she was talking about, but found herself on shaky ground after the manager pulled the vibrator out of the stroller. Lee left, but returned to the store later, which is when the manager called the cops.
So
I'm curious to why she returned.
She forgot the baby.
She needs some D batteries.
She's like, she took off, and then she's like, oh, shit, I forgot the kid and the stroller.
That kid keeps stealing vibrators. I have no idea what you're talking about. He's always putting vibrators behind him.
He's going to be in the movie someday. I don't know. Why would you come back? It doesn't say in there why she came back.
It doesn't say why she came back.
Let's hypothesize why she came back. We've got 10 minutes.
D batteries.
D batteries?
She probably needs some D batteries.
Maybe she just wanted to be upfront and honest. And she found that perfect vibrator. And she's like, look, I know we got off on the wrong foot, but I'm just going to
Maybe she thought that they wouldn't call the cops because she had her kid with her. Or maybe she took the kid. She found her mom in the mall and said, here, I'll be right back. And then...
So many different reasons.
Maybe the child was unsatisfied with the product.
I would think that... what's that going to cost you? $20 maybe?
I have never purchased a vibrator. For me or anyone else.
Yeah, I haven't either, honestly. Yeah. Well, Blake, we're going to refer to you. You seem to have some knowledge on this.
Well, I think one at Spencer's, if it wasn't one of the higher-end ones, I'd say $15-$20. You're not going to get arrested for that, right?
I think anytime you shoplift, you're going to get arrested, but I think there's like a larceny level.
Yeah, it's not like a felony.
Yeah, there's certain dollar amounts that equate to different levels of crime. I don't know.
Well, what was her name?
Misty Ann Lee.
We'll be seeing her videos here very soon.
I don't know if Misty is her dancing name or her given name.
Could be her dancing name. Maybe she needed it for work as a prop.
Could be.
Hey. Maybe the baby's a prop, too.
Maybe she's like a very reserved person, and she didn't want to be embarrassed by buying a vibrator in the mall.
I don't think you enter Spencer's if you don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm either buying something to hold my marijuana in or a vibrator.
Yeah, it's not a very subtle store.
It's neon lights and take me to your dealer shirts.
Or a Misfits t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the only place you can get them now.
One of those electric balls when you put your fingers on it, your hair stands up.
Oh, yeah.
You can go Spencer's for that.
And pretty much any black light thing you could imagine.
Right. Bob Marley poster.
Bob Marley posters, yep. Sublime posters.
Nice. All right, what else you got in the can there?
This story is called Why Legos Keep Washing Up on a British Beach.
Ah.
It would seem to be a child's dream. For the last 17 years, Lego pieces have been washing up on the shores of Cornwall, England, to the delight of mystified beachgoers. Except it's not exactly a mystery. On February 13th, 1997, a shipping container filled with nearly 5 million Lego pieces was thrown into the sea when the ship carrying them, the New York-bound Tokyo Express, was struck by a huge wave. In all, 62 containers were lost overboard some 20 miles offshore.
So, are they all the same kind of piece?
Well, it goes on to say that now it's kind of like a big scavenger hunt. Legos lost at sea, and the theme of all the Legos were all nautical.
Ah.
So there's like ones with, you know, little anchors or like ship pieces.
I had the castle Legos back in the 80s and like the pirate ship. And actually, I am missing a 1x1 flat plastic square. Where is this at?
What color was it, black? So
just off the coast of England.
I'm going to, maybe, you know.
It's worth it.
I got some time off coming up soon.
There seems to be a lot of people out there searching for these pieces. Tracy Williams, a British writer who launched a Facebook page, Lego Lost at Sea, to document the Lego discoveries. Most of the 4.8 million pieces were nautical themed. And Tracy says, these days the Holy Grail is an octopus or a dragon.
Ooh.
I only know of 3 octopuses being found, and one was by me.
I mean,
in
these are readily available, right, in the stores? Like, who's spending like days at a time?
There's people literally like scuba diving to the bottom of the sea right now to see if they can find
a
1 centimeter by 1 centimeter dragon or something.
Huh. Well,
next family trip.
That is cool, though. That would be cool. If you didn't know about it, just to come onto a beach and, you know, have like a little police boat.
It would probably be pretty horrible because you think. Have you ever stepped on a Lego like around the house? It's one of the most painful experiences you could ever.
Stepping on the Lego is like the cliche for like children and parents complaining about the children. Like, I step on their goddamn Legos all the time.
Yeah,
I guess it would be shitty, but if you had sandals on.
Yeah, but you're at the beach.
Yeah.
I don't wear sandals at the beach.
I don't wear sandals at all. You saw my feet. I wear. Oh, I would have on. I would have on aqua socks.
Aqua socks.
Aqua socks. So Legos, it is.
4.8 million Lego pieces lost overboard. An estimated 3.2 million of them were light enough to have floated to the surface.
Well, you would think that they would have. When did it wreck? Like in
1997.
You'd think that they all would have already washed.
Well, I mean, how many of them got ate by like a big sea bass or something?
Yeah, big sea bass.
That's what happened to all the bass out there.
they ate Legos
and they sank to the
bottom. That's right. Huh.
Maybe the Loch Ness Monster got them.
Were you guys into Legos growing up?
Oh, I was huge into Legos. I like had an entire city in my bedroom.
You know, always pissed me off about Legos. Like, you see the front, and that's what you're supposed to build. And you open it up, and everything's there. You lay them out. You got the instructions, and you can build that thing. You turn it over, and it's like, hey, you can build the thing on the front, which is what you bought it for. Or here's all this different shit you can build. But they don't show you how to make any of that stuff.
Right. It's like, here's a giraffe.
Awesome. Let's. Where's the instructions? Nope. Good luck, punk.
No, now they have the books where it has like the main book, and then it shows.
It shows you now. Uh-huh. It does do that now on the back.
Yeah, because people like you complain about it.
People just like me.
You know, as someone who had, I have like a nephew who's like kind of starting to get into that kind of stuff, and I felt super guilty for being so into Legos when I was a kid because they are fucking expensive.
Oh yeah,
they're like
they are.
It's like, oh, you can have this cool like Star Wars spaceship, and it's like the size of your hand, and it's $60.
Right. They, because Garrett wants Legos for his birthday, and he wants a Star Wars, and like the Millennium Falcon is like $185.
Well, everybody wants the Millennium Falcon,
but that's $185 for pieces of plastic that you have to put together. Like, I'm not buying it, and he opens up the box, and there he is. He can play with it. He's gonna work on it for a week.
Teach
him patience and hard work.
Not for $185. I'll just have him.
It'll also teach him just to ask you to help him put it together.
Man. All right, well, we're planning our trip to England, and we're
bringing
our nets.
Do some swag jacking. Worse for me.
The Holy Grail is the octopus or a dragon, so that's our goal.
Okay.
They're readily available. Let's just buy a bunch.
Oh, we should.
And then we'll like plan them out there.
I think we should rent like a helicopter or something and then find out the area where people are. These three octopuses or dragons
just
have
dump
been found.
Them
yeah, just dump like them a on whole, like, just like.
It'll ruin people. Or do you think, be like,
those aren't the ones that were in the ocean before.
Just like splash them around in salt water. Like, oh, it's got salt water all over it.
Yeah, we'll have to like kind of weather them a little bit before we dump them.
I wonder if that's a way to get chicks there. Like, hey, I got the.
I got one of the three octopuses found.
You don't want to see the chicks that are digging for Legos on the beach. Nope.
All right, folks, it's time to play some music, and I have to do a formal IBWIP apology, which I never do.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever – I've never heard this before.
I've offended thousands of people.
Offended thousands of people and counting. I don't ever apologize for it.
No, but a couple episodes ago, I think it was episode 140?
Oh,
it was a good one. That was way back.
Oh, I remember those days.
Like a month ago. But we played a song by the Drunken Cuddles, and I didn't like segue into it. Like, I think Molly was fucking pissing me off or something, or she was doing something wrong. Molly always does.
Christ.
And I was focusing on that, and I was like, hey, you know, you got to read your tag or whatever. And
she was supposed to be making a pie or something in the kitchen, and she wasn't.
She was supposed to be doing the show, and she
talks.
She talks like this when she does the show, and then she comes over like this. So. My formal apologies to the Drunken Cuddles. And we're going to play another one of their songs. Another one.
This never happens.
It never happens, but when my buddy Nick Hook has a beautiful girlfriend named Katie and she plays drums for Drunken Cuddle and they kick ass, ain't nothing you can do but apologize and beg for their forgiveness.
You're a big enough man to do so.
I'm a big enough man.
So what you're saying is to all the musicians who submit their music, if you have a hot girl playing drums...
Oh,
you will play their song twice.
I will play their whole record on one episode.
All right.
Oh, wow.
If there's any hot girl out there that want to play drums on my next recording,
yeah, cause
let's do it.
Otherwise, I wouldn't play your stuff. All right, so this is Arise from the Grave by the Drunken Cuddle.
IBWIP is similar to the herpes simplex virus. It's usually found near the mouth and genitals. ¶¶
taken many lives. You shot him down and looked him in the eye. And the souls he claimed haunted him to the grave. Yeah, the souls he claimed. Out there in the plains, you can see him riding in the night. Say they see him searching for his soul so he can finish his fight. They say tonight he'll rise from the grave.
Listeners, listen up. We love interacting with you, but we kind of need to hear from you to do that. You can email us at blake@ibwip.com or leave us a voicemail at 203-IBWIP11. Contact us. We would love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page, a Twitter, and an Instagram. So go ahead, go to ibwip.com for all the links. Follow us, like us, and retweet us. And if you want to, go ahead and touch us as well.
Lord, well, I'm a broken hearted, I got those damn sad blues.
Well, I'm going down south if I don't do so well. Well, I'm going down south if I wear 99 pair of shoes. Oh, Lord, yeah, I'm broken hearted. I got lost down south. Well, I'm going down south if I wear 99 pair of shoes. Oh, Lord, well, I'm a broken heart, and I got those down south blues. Well, I'm going down south if I wear 99 pair of shoes. Well, I'm a broken heart, and I got those down south blues.
Hey, that was the Down South Blues by Cole Thomason.
All right, folks. Segment two.
Oh, it's my favorite segment.
It's my second favorite.
Behind segment what?
Three.
Yeah.
That we don't do anymore?
Yeah.
Well, Jason, you have graced us with some of your knowledge of movies and stuff, and I think it's time for you to do a kind of Jason for the movies.
Yeah, I'll do another one, sure. The first one we did, it went okay. I did X-Men Days of Future Past.
Right.
Remember doing that?
Yeah, you had a little tough time. You were talking about one movie, and it was actually a different movie.
So
you were talking about the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
I did not hear it. What episode was it?
You're in for a treat. It's probably that one episode where we fucked up on the drunk cuddlers as well. You have to go back. That whole episode was a disaster.
Jason's going to write a formal written apology to any fans of any of the X-Men movies.
That's right. Well, okay, I'm going to do a couple more movie reviews real quick.
Okay.
I promise this time, I know the movie I'm doing. I'm going to do a good job, and you're going to get a lot out of it.
Okay.
All right. The first one, these are both in the theaters, by the way. This first one is Transformers 4, Age of Extinction.
With Donnie Wahlberg?
they're up to four, and guess how many I've seen?
Zero. One.
Oh.
Zero?
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, it does star Donnie Wahlberg, and all of the new kids on the block are in this. I think...
it's called... Did they also do the soundtrack?
Transformers 4, Hangin' Tough.
Yeah, Jordan Knight does the Optimus Prime voice. Now, this is directed
Please
by Michael
don't
Bay.
Go, girl. You will ruin my whole
world. Oh, that's how they save the universe. He just sings that song, and whatever is attacking the world is just like, fuck this. Right. Let's
they
just
explode.
Leave.
Explode. Shatters. what were you doing in the 80s, by the way? Were you singing in the 80s? Were you in a boy group?
Yeah.
I can tell. Yeah. I can hear it.
Oh, we had tons of hits. We had tons of hits.
What was the name of your group?
Menudo.
Menudo?
Yeah. Me and Ricky Martin used to just fuck like rabbits.
It's a goddamn carousel of Mexican boys in that band.
Yeah. Hey, Ricky Martin.
Ah, Ricky.
Do you remember any of the songs that Menudo sang?
I don't even know what that is. You guys want to know what I was doing in the 80s? Being born.
Oh.
I was 3 years old when the 80s were over.
Oh, I see.
I
don't feel like I missed out on much. I've done a little research, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm all right.
I was 15 when the 80s was over.
And that's my review of Transformers. Back to you, Blake. Now, this one's directed by Michael Bay. He did all the other ones. This is the fourth installment. It does star Mark Wahlberg. Oh. You're very close. You know, Donnie Wahlberg, I think he's
Well, they're very close except for one successful, right?
No.
Well, I don't know.
You just got very offended. The look on your face was like, no, real. Like, wait a minute here.
It's like, fuck you, Donnie Wahlberg's not successful.
Marky Mark. Right, Marky Mark.
Oh, he's an A-lister right now, movie star. Absolutely.
What was it? Feel
the vibration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marky Mark and the Funny Bunch. I love those guys. Mark Wahlberg, Stanley Tucci, or the Tooch, as I call him. Kelsey Grammer, all of whom are new to this franchise. Shia LaBeouf out.
Because he's a douche.
Grammer in. Frasier.
Okay.
Dr. Frasier Crane.
He's in the new Transformers movie? He's like 90 years old.
He just turned 80, and he's in this movie.
Okay.
I like Shia LaBeouf. Let it be noted. Anyway, this movie picks up 5 years after the events of the first film, or the last film, Transformers 3. It's after the Battle of the Autobots and the Decepticons that levels Chicago. Humanity thinks that all alien robots are a threat, so Harold Attinger, Kelsey Grammer's character, he's a CIA agent. He establishes a unit whose sole purpose is to hunt down all of them. It turns out that they are aided by Lockdown, another alien robot who is searching for Optimus Prime, who's kind of the lead Autobot. Cade Yeager, Mark Wahlberg's character, is a robots expert.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Make note of that.
Rapper, underwear model, robot specialist.
Makes sense.
Him and all of his brothers also opened a restaurant called Wahlburgers. They serve hamburgers there. That is true.
Are you sure they just didn't need a job?
Yeah, they.
It was a reality show, wasn't it? It was a reality show.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
I didn't see it. Huh. Actually, this is my favorite part of the movie, too. When Mark Wahlberg, you guys see the commercials for this, where he's like, I think we just found ourselves a Transformer. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Like, this is the stupidest fucking thing. But I was like, you know what? I got to go see this for the show. I gotta check out this movie.
And I paid for it.
You paid me for it?
You buy the tickets?
I don't buy the popcorn. I just buy the tickets.
Okay, you just buy the ticket.
Let me tell you, Brett, he bought the popcorn. he bought the popcorn, guys.
I give him a can of soda to sneak in. And I said, you're on your own.
Well, he buys this old truck, Mark Wahlberg, and upon examining it, he thinks it's a Transformer. And when he powers it up, it's Optimus Prime. So later, men from the special CIA unit, they show up looking for Optimus Prime. However, he helps Yeager and his daughter escape, but are pursued by Lockdown, the bounty hunter, Decepticon. They escape, and Yeager learns from technology that he took from the men. What's that?
You're going through pretty detailed.
I was just doing a review. I just want to get it all out there and make sure you guys, take it all in. There's a lot to...
This is going to be the deciding factor if I watch any of these movies.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very good for me.
All right. I just kind of seems like we're getting into risky business, but go ahead.
No, it's
that was a good film. That's one I have seen.
That is actually the next one I'm doing right now. Anyway,
were you
meanwhile... Are
you going back in time to the theater to watch it?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Get a laser disc.
Okay, well, meanwhile, Lockdown captures Optimus Prime and puts him in his prison that also contains the ancient warriors, the Dinobots. You guys seen these?
Oh.
The dinosaurs? The film ends with Optimus, the remaining Autobots, and the Dinobots fighting Lockdown and Galvatron's new Decepticon army. Galvatron is defeated. Lockdown is killed. Optimus flies into space to eliminate future threats to Earth, effectively setting up a fifth installment of the franchise.
Jason, I think...
How many more do you think they'll make?
I don't know. You keep making
them? I feel like
I'll keep watching them.
Because I feel like if I haven't seen them yet, I want to wait until I can just waste 2 days of my life watching these movies about dinosaur robots.
But, yeah.
Jason, you kind of told the ending. You kind of did this quote-unquote spoiler alert. You didn't say – you told people what's going to happen at the end of the movie.
Do
you think they'll be mad about that?
Wait.
I feel like the more you know about the movie, the less – you have to really get involved with it. You can just kind of go and...
That's what happened in the movie.
Right, but you're not supposed to tell what happens at the end. Because now there's no reason for people to go watch it.
Oh.
But there's going to be a fifth one. So they have that to look forward to.
I guess so. Yeah, that's why I did that. Because of the fifth one.
All right.
Anyway, if you like big-time CGI action, then you'll love Transformers 4. I give it two very big thumbs up.
Is CGI like HD?
It's HD on steroids.
Will my brain explode if I watch one of these movies?
I have a spreadsheet with a bunch of acronyms. I'm going to send it to you after the show.
Please do.
And we'll be on the same
Please
page.
Please do. That would be toast.
Wow, I hope nobody gets pissed off that you just gave away the ending to Transformers.
I didn't. All right. Let's forget that. I have I have another one real quick.
I'll edit and in post.
There you go. Okay. This the next one we'll do is Sex Tape. Have you heard of this one? It's a comedy with Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, shit. I thought maybe you found me a Molly's tape.
Well, now that I know it exists, you can bet I'm going to find it.
When we do find it, it will be in theaters.
I'm notorious for sniffing out sex tapes.
I will gladly withdraw all my savings to make this happen.
All $37.
That's still a pricey DVD.
I got me one of them fancy projectors at home. We'll just put it on the wall. Invite everyone to my backyard.
The 8mm reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I didn't really think about it, but you're right. I feel like I did kind of give away the ending, so I'm sorry about that. But this one, I promise, is better. It's Sex Tape. Director Jake Kasdan, he did Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz. He did Walk Hard, that was a funny one, and Orange County. So he's a noted comedic director. Cameron Diaz, Jason Segel, Rob Corddry, Ellie Kemper, they're all in this movie. Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz, they're a couple who have sex every chance they can get. Huh. And after having two children, they have fewer and fewer opportunities to have sex.
I hear you.
Yeah, you know how it is.
I know.
While the children
just have sex with their children.
Now see, that's worse than me ruining.
I'm a
movie,
problem
right?
solver, Jason. That's what I do.
I don't know if that's no. I think you're creating more problems in the long run. You may satisfy your carnal urges immediately, but down the road, there's going to be some serious repercussions. Anyway, while the children are away one night, they try to reignite their sex life. After Jason Segel struggles to get an erection, Annie, which is Cameron Diaz's character, she suggests making a sex tape. They find themselves having sex in every position listed in the book, The Joy of Sex, kind of the notorious book where people learn about sex. And after she asks Jason Segel to delete the tape, he ends up inadvertently syncing the video to several iPads the couple have given away over the years. After struggling to get it out of the cloud, they set out to get back all of the gifted iPads, leading to a series of awkward encounters and close calls.
First of all, are they that rich? Like they just give out iPads as presents?
Yeah, no one ever gave me an iPad.
I've never had one.
I just thought I'd mention that, but
that's fine.
But you just take it easy.
I got a lot more to talk about.
Well, don't give away the ending, though.
I don't think this gives anything away.
You only have about 5 minutes.
Well, this is going to take about exactly 6 minutes to do that. I hope that's all right. Okay. Anyway, after collecting the iPads and deleting the videos, their neighbor's son threatens to upload the sex tape to YouPorn unless they give him $25,000. After failing to get that money, they break into the YouPorn headquarters and begin to destroy their servers.
Hey.
What?
I mean, you're pretty much...
I'm almost done. You're going to like this part.
Okay.
Their plan is quickly thwarted when an alarm sounds. The owner, Jack Black, and his cronies confront them and threaten to call the police, but agree not to do so in exchange for $15,000 to cover the damage they caused. He also removes their video and explains that they only had to email if they wanted the video taken down. After wiping all but one copy of the video, Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz decide to watch the video once themselves. Afterwards, they take the USB flash drive it's stored on, go outside, smash it with a hammer, burn it with fire, and bury the pieces.
So, just let me get one thing straight.
Yeah.
The ending again.
They didn't really destroy YouPorn in real life, did they?
I would know about that. I would have known day one.
No, that was my only concern. I used it the other day. It was fine.
Yeah, everything's up and running as far as I'm concerned.
I even used it in the car. So it was 4G.
I tell you what, if you like going to a movie that you will think will have gratuitous nudity, preferably from Cameron Diaz, but does not have said nudity, then you'll love this movie. But not this reviewer. I wanted to finally see full frontal from Miss Diaz, but no dice, zero fums.
And you gave it away again.
Give what? What are you talking
about? You basically told everything that's going to happen in the movie, even the ending.
We didn't talk about the credits. That's like the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
Were there some hidden videos on the credit, like the... extra?
There was, and I'll tell you about it right now.
Well, I like having you on the show. You do.
I like being on the show a lot. It's really fun.
You do a lot of good stuff.
I don't have anything else really going on.
But you, this is like you screwed up movie reviews again.
I don't have people that just pay me to go to the theater. You know, I gotta wait until it comes out on like VHS or something, and go to the store and rent it.
Beta,
like a normal person.
A normal person with a VHS player.
Yeah.
No, I like being on the show. I like going to the movies. I'm glad you have me do this.
But I don't think I can have you do it anymore because people are gonna
what are you talking about?
People are gonna write in and be all pissed off because you gave away the ending to both of these movies.
It was a movie review, isn't that?
They tell you the synopsis of what's going on in the movie. And they give what they thought of it. They don't tell you.
I told you. It has. If you like gratuitous nudity but don't want to see it, then you'll love the movie.
Usually they just give it like.
I gave it five stars. I gave
or
it zero
stars.
Fums. I wanted to see Full Frontal. I didn't get it. Zero fums.
But how many stars?
What's that?
How many stars though? Because
that's how I judge if
I'm gonna watch it.
I work on a fum scale.
All right. Well, I don't think we should. Do that for a while because people are going to be so pissed. I hope they don't want to go see that movie.
Well, I guess I'm sorry. I feel like I did a good job, but
well, you were very detailed. I'll give you that. You were very detailed. All right, you want to play Would You Rather real quick?
If that will help wash our minds of what just happened, I suppose.
Brett, do you remember how to play Would You Rather? I give you two scenarios, and you don't give me your answer.
Okay.
I give you two scenarios, and then you guys ask questions regarding those scenarios. And when I close the floor, then you tell me what you would do.
Do we have to remove our clothing at all?
No, you can leave your clothes on.
So I have to decide between these two scenarios what I would do.
Right.
But only after asking questions.
But only after asking questions. Don't just hear them and then decide what you're going to do, because there's stuff I know that you don't know.
Okay.
All right? We have to try to know the things that he knows.
It sounds very complicated, but let's do it.
We've played it before, I think.
You know what? Let's play it again.
That was not on the show.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Would you rather have to eat the head off of a mouse every time you had an orgasm, or lick an open wound off a homeless woman every time you have to open a door? Again, would you rather have to eat a head off of a mouse every time you have an orgasm, or lick an open wound off of a homeless woman every time you have to open a door? Ask away. Questions?
What has the mouse been eating for the course of its life? Because I would want it to taste delicious.
Well, a lot of things. Mice eat cheese. Mice eat.
That's a misnomer, right?
Feces.
Feekies.
Feekies. They
feast on feekies.
It depends. If it's like a mouse in a suburban neighborhood, they're going to eat better than a mouse that's in the hood.
That's just good math.
Okay. Yeah.
Is the mouse itself made of food?
No, it's a real mouse. It has hair.
Is it like made of candy, though?
No, it's not made of candy.
Hmm.
Good question, though.
Is the homeless woman, does she have any diseases that would transfer over to me upon licking her open wound?
Well, yeah.
Is it a herpes sore?
It could be any number. I mean, it depends on which the homeless woman it is, but you are making direct contact with bodily fluids, so you do have to take those into consideration, you know.
Well, I am a risk taker.
And again, if it's a homeless woman in the hood, probably not as going to be as, you're not going to have as much luck as if it's a homeless
girl.
She's
probably eating feekies, too.
Feekies.
In this scenario, do I live in the hood?
Yes, you do. Jason, you do.
How about,
you live in Compton.
Okay, that's better than Long Beach, I tell you straight up. When licking the open wounds, can I use a dental dam?
No, you have to do it. You have to do it lips and tongue to said sore.
How big are the mouse's heads? Are they like the size of a pin?
They're random, because, I mean,
it could be like a giant mutant mouse.
No, it's not going to be bigger than a tennis ball, but it's not going to be any smaller than like a quarter.
A tennis ball, that's a pretty big mouse head.
That's
a
rat.
That'd be a couple bites. In this scenario, can I unhinge my jaw to take bigger bites if it is?
No, if it's too big, you have to smash it on the ground until it comes into pieces, and then you can eat the pieces. You don't have to take one big bite, but you have to finish the whole mouse
head. Oh, it's not one bite. It's just as many bites as needed to finish the head.
As many bites as needed.
So could I have silverware when I eat the mouse's head? Could I sit down and have like a candlelit dinner and just have classical music playing and just kind of slowly eat my way through this mouse's head? But do I have to bite it off like warrior style and just like rah, spit blood all over the place?
Well, it depends on who you're having sex with. I mean, if you're looking for a romantic night.
Next question.
But I didn't answer
the
question.
What if I'm having sex with myself?
It's warrior style.
Okay.
But if you're trying to have a romantic interlude, you cannot use silverware, but you can use chopsticks.
Okay.
Well, that changes the game. It changes the game. Now, it's before, after, or during the orgasm in which the mouse head is to be bitten off?
Every time you have an orgasm. So I guess it would be after, because you don't know if you're actually going to have an orgasm.
I see.
So that's a good question. It would be after you have the orgasm.
Hmm. I think there is a little adrenaline push right after that. So I would rather it be after, because if it was before, I'd probably go limp.
Yeah. It might be like fuel for your orgasm. That's true. A super
Aussie style,
like an aphrodisiac. Yeah, you might. An aphrodisiac. Yeah.
Or licking a homeless woman's wound might feel an orgasm. And if I'm having sex with the homeless, open wounded lady, do I have to participate in the other scenario as well?
Yeah, actually, if you're having sex,
just licking wounds is my thing.
You're creating a vortex now.
I mean,
yeah, it's going to be endless. I mean,
it's a paradox.
I'll just be
spending the rest of my life licking wounds and biting heads off.
But are you licking the open wound because you're horny or because you need to open a door? Because that's the only reason you're licking a homeless woman's wound is if you need to open a door.
Do I, if I just licked a bunch of homeless wounds, like if I just spent my whole week licking different wounds, did that like get me a bunch of passes to open doors?
No.
In the future?
No.
You can't save them up, is what you're saying.
You cannot credit your account.
Let me ask you this. Is there
Who's paying the expenses for this homeless person to be around me every time I open a door?
I don't think.
Do I have to feed
I think
her?
You're assuming she'll be around you. I don't think we've established where she would be,
yeah.
Which
I mean,
is
do I have to make a special
question.
Trip every time I open a door? Because every time I, you know, I might have to open five more doors to find this homeless person.
Is the wound adhered to, like, next to the door? So it's just, like, kind of one of those thumbprint pads that I can just go up to the door and lick it and then
open? No, you've got to, you can, there's one of two ways, okay?
Right.
You live in the hood.
I live in the hood.
There's going to be plenty of homeless women.
Where do I live in this scenario?
That's a good question. You live in the burbs, the suburbs. And so you have big, huge doors that you need to open.
You need to lick probably pretty big wounds, I'd imagine.
So you are going to
If I live in the burbs, I probably got a lot of money. So what if someone else opens the door for me? Like, I have a guy for that. Like Jeeves kind of guy.
Ask Jeeves?
Yeah.
No, you eventually you have to open a door yourself. You can't have Jeeves guy doing it all the time. You're going to have to open
You're right. Jeeves will probably pass away before me.
Well,
at that point in time, I'll probably...
He's got to have a day off, right? He's got to have a day off. No.
Can you remove all the doors in your house and just have, like, beads?
You can remove all the doors in your house, yeah, but, I mean, you have to eventually open a door. It doesn't necessarily mean a house door. It could be a door to the freezer at the grocery store. It could be the car door. It could be a door to Tazco Traco.
Could you, like, can plug, you plug. Put a... thank you. That's my shop. Can you put a homeless person on your back then, like in just like a camel back, like a homeless back, and you could just lick that wound?
Yeah, what if you had a camel back full of just wound juices, and you could just take a quick shot every time?
No,
you
have to actually lick it.
Wound juice.
No, no wound juice here.
When I become an entrepreneur, I'm going to market my
That's
own
the first
wound
thing
juice.
You're gonna do.
Okay, the floor's closed.
Oh shit!
Can I ask any more questions? It's too late. That's the way this game goes. All right, Brett, you're the guest. You have more tattoos than anybody here.
Oh, you guys haven't seen my balls.
Because I live in the burbs. That's what we do there.
All right.
Just get tattoos all the time.
So, in this scenario, would you rather have to eat the head off of a mouse every time you have an orgasm, or would you lick an open wound on a homeless woman every time you have to open a door? Which one are you picking?
My final decision is... Because I love having orgasms.
Wound juice.
After I pour wound juice all over myself, I would love to just bite a mouse's head off every time I have an orgasm. All
right.
Because I would just make it a thing.
Just make it part of the experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that eventually you would enjoy. And eventually licking a homeless person's wounds, you know.
It's going to have
a
negative effect.
Yeah, there's nothing satisfying about opening a door like there is about having an orgasm.
Right. Good call. Jason.
I'm actually going to go the other way, and they always say, you know, cats lick wounds, that sort of thing, because there's healing properties. You know, if a homeless person's got an open wound, something's going on. That's a problem. If I can lick that wound and adhere some healing properties to it, yeah.
So would you say that you would open more doors on purpose for healing?
I would open as many doors as there are open wounds to be licked.
So this is very interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you turn the scenario to where you
apparently doesn't like having an orgasm. That's all I can say.
I haven't had one yet. Why would I start?
Just everybody's got something that they got to keep as a record. In your scenario, you want to help people.
I'm taking this scenario and I'm flipping it on its head.
Brett,
I'm taking this scenario and I'm biting the fucking head off.
And you're getting head
warrior style. There will be wound juices.
Brett wins. Wound juices. Winner.
Way to go, Brett. Over a mouse head.
That's what happens when you grow up in the burbs and not the hood.
Joke's on you. I want to live in the hood.
I love that game. Oh, look at the time. We're about wrapping this bad boy up.
Oh, hell.
Got to do what's good.
Do it. Okay. Well, here's some upcoming release schedule. Episode 141, Mosquito Mansion. It's available right now. You can hear our mosquito-killing exploits in that episode. Episode 1.
I feared for my life.
I heard a little bit about the mosquito incident.
Blake was sitting where you are, and he was trying to give all the contact information out about the show, and there was and he was surrounded.
Being bitten.
He was surrounded by mosquitoes, and we were doing everything we could to protect him.
And I did it. I still went
through. He powered through. It was nuts. Listen to that episode to find out more. Episode 142, an interview with the Slaughter Daughters is now available. I heard that one the other day, and I saw their picture. They're cute.
It is on our YouTube page. It's a vidcast and a podcast. The vidcast, they do perform two songs under the streetlights of Pekin, Illinois. And then we do an interview with the lovely ladies.
They are cute.
Definitely want to check it out.
They are cute. Episode 143, this live episode we're doing right now, will be released on Friday, July 25th. And episode 144, an interview with Lester Raw, two W's on that guy. That'll be released on 7/29. I believe that is a Tuesday.
Yes, Lester Raw, our good friend, frontman for the Pinebox Boys. He has a new solo album out, and he also has another band. So he's putting two records out.
A side project?
Side project.
Was that a phone call interview, or was he here locally?
No, he lives in San Francisco.
Okay.
So he was at a Giants game.
He was at a Giants game when you talked to him?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you're just making up lies.
I'm so fucking stupid. This season's been over for months. What the hell am I talking about?
No, it's not. It's going on right now.
Oh, okay.
Whoops.
And don't forget, Sunday, July 27th, is Take Your Plants for a Walk Day. It will be the saddest walk you take all year. And who could go without celebrating National Cheesecake Day on Wednesday, July 30th? It'll be the one day a year you can tell yourself it's okay to order dessert. Save me a seat.
Nice.
Also, please remember this. Don't forget those dates, and please remember this. Submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live on the show, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear here, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Tell two friends. Just tell two friends. Just go on Facebook and say, hey, I heard this show. Here's a link to it.
Yeah,
and your two friends on your list will
help it grow.
I think everybody's going to be very busy on the Lego Facebook page right now.
Right.
Damn, we should have done that story.
It's definitely going to take away attention from the actual show page.
Yeah. Right.
That's true.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody. Jason, thank you for showing up late. I appreciate that. You had a lot to do today.
I did work on the show for 3 hours.
Maybe you shouldn't wait until the last minute.
Maybe so.
But that's also coming from the guy who...
Well, he also had to watch those movies, too. He went to the theater.
I did watch those movies
today. You would, yeah. Wow.
And then I know you worked on the show for about 9-10 hours over the past few weeks, so I'm sorry.
Well, just show up on time. That's all I ask. All
right.
We had droves of people waiting to listen.
I'm sorry.
That's right. I showed up on time, and I did 0 hours of work for the show.
I see.
Brett, as always, thank you. You want to stick around and do another show?
Yes, definitely.
How's it going with that new album? Where are we at with that?
We are actually going to start recording some drums this Thursday and Friday. Thursday is the getting everything dialed in day, so I won't be there for that because I don't like the sound of a kick drum being beaten for
over
3 hours straight.
Over.
So I'll be there Friday, though, to actually start tracking that stuff.
He's like, it's my record. I know you guys are working on this on Thursday, but I'm just going to show up.
I got some pina coladas that need drinking.
Right. I got some mice heads to bet on.
All righty. Thank you, everybody. And to the bands, thank you for the music. Thank you for submitting it. Tell your friends about IBWIP. It's the worst show possible, but we play the best music possible.
Ah, evens out. Back to zero.
Yes. All right. One more song?
One more song. It's The Legend of Alabasta by Scotch Owl.
Duck Dynasty mentioned IBWIP on last week's episode. It was either that or they were talking about their beards or some shit.
Long time ago, there was a first guy I knew went toe-to-toe with something big. Down by the creek side, there was no way to know what went down his life. Oh,
are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.